Hello everyone, I'm Jerrica from MinutesWithMom.com and welcome to the very first 5 Minutes with Mom podcast episode. I am so glad you're here and you've decided to tune in. Today's episode will focus on what I hope for this podcast to be, as well as what my desires are for MinutesWithMom.com. These episodes will air every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. Central Time and be available for viewing right here on MinutesWithMom.com. They will not be long and drawn out, but rather short, sweet, and to the point. Just 5 short minutes to encourage you and hopefully point your mind and heart towards Christ. Being a mother of 5, almost 6 children, as well as a wife and homemaker, I understand the reality of how little free time we have available. So this podcast idea was sparked by my husband. He began listening to podcasts and sending me episodes and sort of got me hooked. Well, something that I began to notice, however, was most of these podcasts were long. I would often think to myself, what woman has 30 minutes to devote to an episode? And so from this thought spun a whirlwind of ideas, and you guessed it, Minutes with Mom was born. So along with the podcast, I wanted the blog to reflect the same quickness, but remain full of little nuggets. So my encouragement posts go up every morning, offering reflections on all areas of a woman's life. In the evening, I try to put up posts related to more craft, tutorial, or, you know, lighthearted type of things. At the end of the day, though, my main goal is to glorify the Lord. I don't care if the blog never grows or my husband is the only person who ever listens to these episodes, because, you know, it's not about me, nor do I ever want it to be. You know, living in our culture as a woman can be a very difficult thing, especially when you throw in the elements of stay-at-home mom or homeschooling or choosing to have a large family. You know, as I stated at the beginning, I currently have 5 children, 8 years old and under, and I'm due in a little over 4 weeks with our 6th child. And just tonight, I was in Walmart and the cashier asked if it was my first baby. Well, when I told her, no, this is my 6th baby, she looked at me like I was crazy. But that's okay though. You know, I see the importance of Christian women coming together in unity, praying for, encouraging, and even sometimes rebuking one another if necessary. I love the story of Diedrich Bonhoeffer. His book titled Life Together shows how often we take our Christian brothers and sisters for granted. We don't think about the young woman at home who's overwhelmed and feeling secluded and alone because she has all of these little kids and she's stressed and, you know, constantly just in the muck and mire of motherhood. Reach out to her and be the sister she needs. Think about the young or unmarried girls who would love to have a conversation with you. Be an encouragement to them. Don't allow yourself to separate from the sisters in your Christian family. Reach out and live life together. So as you begin your Saturday, take a moment to reflect on what the Lord has done over this last week. Begin to prepare your heart and mind for the new week that is to come. Prepare for worship tomorrow and fellowship you'll encounter with your church family. Have a heart and attitude that is ready to serve your family, your husband, your friends, but most importantly, your King this next week. My prayer for you this week is that you would be purposeful in your relationships with women in your community, that you would be the light Matthew 5:16 speaks of. I look forward to spending time together again next week. This is Jerrica from MinutesWithMom.com, and I pray this all just for you.